Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. At Northfield Council's April 17th meeting, they approved giving XL Energy easement to place a feeder line in the area near Allflex. Several public recreational amenities exist in that area, including the East Cannon River Trail and portions of Seckler Park. At that April 17th meeting, Councillor DeLong had questions regarding overhead power lines in a recreational area, which, by the language of a grant given for the East Cannon River Trail, any future power lines were to be placed underground. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said he was unaware of that provision. A representative from XL said at that meeting that they had no plans to place the lines underground, as they'd have to go under the river. While XL files for right-of-way permits, the DNR is further reviewing the easement, and due to those grant restrictions, the council's approval may have to be rescinded. The Northfield City ID is set to be available June 4th. Administrator Ben Mardig said staff has been working through final layout for application information on the ID card, specifics for camera orientation and formatting, and the duties of staff personnel. A usable database was created by IT staffers for implementation. City ID advocates have been enrolling a number of businesses in a coupon program for incentives, and staff has been working on a PR campaign. Filing begins tomorrow for elections. In Northfield, there are three council seats opening up: councilor at large and wards 1 and 4. They are 4-year terms. The seats are currently filled by Greg Colby, Susie Nicassian, and Jessica Peterson White. Filing is through June 5th. For more information, contact City Clerk Deb Little at 507-645-3301. In Dundas, the mayor's position, along with two council member seats, will open. Those seats are currently held by Glenn Schweitzer, Grant Midori, and Larry Fowler. For information on filing, contact the City of Dundas. Endorsement conventions for state candidates will take place June 1st through the 3rd. House districts 20B and 24B are up for election. NAFRS held a live burn training on Saturday. Departments from Randolph, Hampton, Faribault, and other communities gathered in the Waterford Township area where an old house was set on fire. There were two levels of burns for the students to study and perform duties. Instructors then debriefed them. Training included studying fire behavior, working with portable extinguishers and personal protective equipment, as well as using techniques. Many photos are on the Minnesota Fire Apparatus page on Facebook. I have a link from KYMNradio.net. And Southeast Minnesota Law Enforcement and Towards Zero Deaths Traffic Safety join forces to launch a statewide seatbelt enforcement beginning today through June 3rd. The Click It or Ticket campaign is funded by Towards Zero Deaths. News from around the state is next.